You raised $1.8 million, and you got a commitment for another $1 million.
Yep, and our goal was $1.3 million a month, so that's a really good month.
I'm just jotting a long note here. Your goal is 1.8.
1.3 a month.
Okay, got it.
So 16 for the year between Scott and I.
Good. Good. All right. Anything that any of you would like to discuss before I get started?
No, I think we're good. We're on a good roll.
All right. Our last call ended pretty quickly because you had an appointment with a person. I think you referred to him as an executive recruiter to be a great referral source for you.
Yep.
You asked me what to say to him. I suggested your practice overview. How did that appointment go?
It went great. And back to you asked us to track how many times we looked for referrals or asked for referrals in conversations, and Scott and I both had two since then, and that was one of them.
Terrific.
But the practice overview is the perfect piece to hand to somebody, you know, to kind of go over with them and or leave with them as leave behind. It's quick, it's easy, it's descriptive.
What if you dare to dream, what could this person do for you?
I would say, you know, maybe a half a dozen people a year.
Wow. So going back to the COI question, and I want to get back to that a little later in this conversation, what's this gentleman's first name?
Mike.
Can Mike specifically describe what you and Scott do?
I think he's getting closer, and I think that overview helps him.
How did you get this appointment? What was your connection to this person?
He's a client, and he's also I'm in a roundtable with him as well, so we know each other very well.
Tell me about the roundtable, Howard.
So I'm in a roundtable of six other second-generation business owners. I've been together with them like 7 years, and we get together about nine times a year for a half a day and just talk about various business practices, go around the table, share, help each other, you know, as a resource. It's great.
Wow. What is it? The other people in the group, could they be referral sources for you? Could they be centers of influence?
For sure. But we have a policy that we don't solicit. Only if somebody
yep.
asks you to, you know, to do business, you can. And so I've never solicited anybody, and I've never asked them unless they've asked me. And Mike approached me about doing business together. But the other ones could. I just have not asked them yet.
Well, you can't because they haven't asked you, if I heard you correctly.
Correct.
What professions do those other people represent?
Yeah, so one's an M&A guy, which would be perfect. One's an insurance guy, which would be perfect. And the three other are heavy manufacturing.
All right. The insurance person, what type of insurance does that person do?
Yeah, a lot of commercial and then individual. So it's, once again, it should be a perfect fit. He just hasn't asked me the question yet to open the door, but he should.
Is there a, you all don't have the ability to do insurance, am I correct?
No, we do.
We can do
life and
health.
Annuity.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but you can't do property and casualty.
No,
correct.
No.
Correct.
Does this person do property and casualty?
Yeah, and I've sent him referrals.
Oh, okay. Terrific. All right. Good. Great answer.
It'll come around. We just got to be patient.
It will. Are there things that you and Scott would need to know about insurance that would help you all be a better, you know, be more attentive to people, your clients' insurance needs?
Well, we have a very close insurance
expert that we work very closely with. So, you know, we bring them in all, you know, we do a financial plan for a client, and when and if there's insurance needs or reviewing existing insurance contracts, we bring in, you know, an associate that works with Stiefel, is approved with Stiefel, to interact and do the insurance, reviews and recommendations and so forth. And he's, you know, completely third party, neutral. He's got nothing to gain or lose because, you know, he'll lose our confidence. And, and he does, want to offer us, insights and training on new products, new information coming along, as those, changes happen.
Okay. One other question about the, your group, your round table.
Mm-hmm.
With the insurance person, if you gave the insurance person a topic, and I don't want you to violate the non-solicitation. That's the deal. I'm not asking you to, I don't even want you to get really close to the line. If you gave the insurance person a copy of your practice overview, would that be a violation?
I don't think so. I could say we have a new marketing thing and I just want you guys to look at it, give me your thoughts. I could do that to give it to everybody and just, he would be part of it. That wouldn't be a big deal.
Or if he's a client, you give it to him at your next meeting.
Well,
he's a client. Oh, okay.
Well, and to your point, so, I mean, Howard certainly could, so if this is a practice management thing, Howard could certainly, you start off the conversation, hey, we've hired this new coach, Supernova, we've created this practice management, wealth management, overview. I'd like to pass it out to everybody and critique it.
Right.
So you could do it in a very subtle, under the table way. If I don't know your group or what they do, but if other people have done that kind of process before. So,
the way
everyone knows what you do.
Right.
Whether they click, hey, by the way,
right.
I could use this.
Right.
We can't make them think.
Right.
Well, I think the way I would present it is if you receive this, how would you view it? If you're asking for their advice, and I think it'd be good advice. I mean, I think you value their advice. So I'm just thinking if you got that in front of these people in a professional, non-solicitation way, I don't think there's any downside to them having it. Agreed?
I like your words. If you receive this, how would you receive it? Why can't you
how would you view it?
How would you view it?
Yes.
That's great.
We've been working with an outside consultant. I just like that phrase better than coach. It's just me. It's just the difference in words. We've been working with an outside consultant who's made some suggestions. One of them was putting together a one-page overview of our practice. This is what it looks like. I'd really appreciate any. How would you view this if you received it? I think all that fits. Again, staying within the bounds.
Right. That's
all right. I love your group. I've seen a lot of these groups. We call them mastermind groups, Howard. But second generation business owners, I mean, that's really a neat group of people. Terrific. All right. You also mentioned you had met with two doctors that you said there was a Stiefel FA who went to Morgan Stanley. He couldn't take the doctor with them. Have you heard back from them?
I did hear from one that he was going to consolidate to his Ameriprise advisor in Lexington. And the other one said he was probably going to come and he would get back to me, and that was like a week ago. So it was an interesting, once again, when you have change happen, it gives people a chance to make a decision. And, consolidation, if you like the guy and the guy was already in Lexington, I was new and different, so it was fine.
Okay. And you're talking about Lexington, Kentucky?
Correct.
Okay. All right. The other doctor – who is probably going to come with you, and there's no good answer for my question. I just want an idea for your thought process. If you haven't heard back from him in fill in the blank, 1 week, 2 weeks, whatever, you're going to follow up. what feels like the right time to follow up with that doctor?
I'm usually like right around 2 weeks.
Okay, I don't
follow up with people.
Yeah. And when you get back to them, Howard, how do you start that conversation? Or well, instead of making you go through that, let me tell you something that makes sense to me. When it's time to go back. There's a fine line between showing you care and being a pest. You agree?
Right. Sure.
So just think of this. I'm going to call him Doc. I don't know his first name. Don't care. Doc, I really enjoyed our meeting on September the 11th. There's a fine line between letting you know we would really like to have you in our practice and being a pest. In that spirit, we would like to have you in that spirit of having wanting you as a client. Are there any questions that we haven't answered or you didn't have a chance to ask?
That's good. Patty's writing furiously to catch up. That's good.
All right. Let me go through it again.
We can use a tape recorder, too.
I'll use the tape recorder for him. I use the
Well, all of these, I was going to say you're taping me, but this,
right.
We tape each other every time.
For sure.
Doc, I really enjoyed our meeting on, I've got September the 11th written down. I don't know if that was the date. There's a fine line between letting you know we would really like to have you in our practice and being a pest. In that spirit, we would like you to know we would like you to be a client and want to make sure we have answered all your questions.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah. And it is. There is a fine line. I think it makes sense. All right. You mentioned last time we met that your dad was retiring. You felt good about retaining his client.
Hey, Rob.
Rob.
Stop for 1 second. So, while we're still on the subject of doctors and referrals and follow up, so Howard and I had a third meeting with a referral of a doctor, happens to be a pathologist, and Howard went to high school with him. And I know him and his wife somewhat socially from our kids go to school together. Kids were in a play together recently. And also the doctor's a partner with a doctor client of ours currently. So
he said lots of good things about us.
And our service. This couple are very you know, he rides his bike. They're very green, granola.
Yeah.
Well, I want to say it nicely. They're nice, very, very nice people.
Yeah.
Laid back. Very good. Very, very well laid back. So just to give you a short story, him and his wife stopped me riding my bike about 4 or 5 months ago. They wanted to meet with me, So I sent them an email inviting them and all that. Then they sent an email back, "We've changed our mind." About a month later, okay? Then we ran into him again, and Mike said to us, "Well, we really want to meet with you because, you know, we were just not happy and we were nervous at first, but now the situation's changed." So Howard and I arranged a meeting on 9/11 for him to meet with us, and he comes to the office, rides his bike here. Howard and I had a great meeting. I thought it was a very good meeting. We went through the practice overview. We had a chat, talked about, where they went, his wife did a whole, interview back and forth, all that.
But just to chime in, he really said at the end of the meeting, he really thought our services were way different than what he had been received before, and he was very excited. He didn't know what to expect coming in, but he was very excited after he talked to us.
And so when he left the meeting, because his wife wasn't able to come, he said he wanted to update his wife on on what was going on, and they get back to us. So 9/11. So we, you know, we're patient. We're not, you know, to the point where you just made about being a pest and not being a pest. So finally, well, on October 17th, I sent him an email. And if you want, I can just read it to you real quick. Hi, Mike.
Yeah.
I'm following up on our meeting last month regarding your financial planning and investment management process. You mentioned you were planning to update Joanne, the wife, on our meeting, and then you would advise me if you intended to proceed with our financial planning process. I'm touching base now to see if you have any questions since our meeting. Please do not hesitate to contact me if either you or Joanne have any questions or concerns in making your decision. Thank you, Scott.
Pretty good.
So
it is pretty.
Right.
So that was. I wrote it.
I'm not taking credit. He wrote it. There you go.
So it kind of touches base. You know, you have any questions? Kind of what you just said in the in you know, I didn't say anything about being a pest. I would never say that because I just don't act. I don't say that. So
yeah.
I would never say, "I'm being a pest." It's just not me. But I'm not gonna. You know, again, I'm not to the point that I won't be a pest because it was, you know, it was a month before we did anything. And, you know, knowing that they're laid back and very slow, so I sent that email, putting it out on the table. We're anxious to hear back from you.
So that was Tuesday or Wednesday?
Yeah. And, of course, I haven't heard anything since then.
Well, I guess my question would be, should you have passed the
that one day. No,
he walked
away with it. Yeah. No, not at all. No. Okay. I would. So, you know, again,
we'll see.
We'll see, right. Well, you can see how fast we are.
What do you make up the fact that they said yes, then they said no, then they said yes, and only the husband came in? What do you make up?
Well, you know, he's a doctor. They're busy. His office is 5 minutes from our office. It was just very convenient for him to get here at that time. And, you know, she has her own, you know, responsibilities. It's fine. We wanted her to come. You know, we wanted both of them to be here because we think it was more important.
She'll come the next time.
Yeah.
If they come.
Yeah. But we weren't going to push this because we wanted to have the introduction meeting.
Sure.
And keep delaying it, right? You know?
Yeah. Do you know how much money they have?
No idea. I know what his partner, I know what his business partner does and makes, so I have an idea.
And I know his parents, and his parents were doctors, and so
yeah.
I think they're doing fine.
I know where they live, you know?
Yeah.
I know the kind of bikes they ride.
They're not big spenders.
They're very conservative.
Yeah. He intimated they've done very well.
Right, right.
They've saved. And,
right, right.
Yeah,
they're savers. Right,
yeah.
Right, right.
I mean, I think we have a general.
What's
we'll
your hot
the profile.
Huh?
With your meeting, what do you sense what their number one issue or focus is? I mean, retirement, educating kids.
Yeah, never. They had just been plugging along per their parents as far as savers. And they had no idea where they were. So the financial planning process, he ate hook, line, and sinker. He thought it would be amazing to be able to actually put that all up on the screen, go through the process, and figure out where they are because he doesn't know.
But I'll add one thing, which is that I noticed in the meeting when he pulled out of his backpack an investment newsletter. Couldn't breathe because he flipped it over. I just knew it was an investment newsletter. Stock picking ideas. I really don't know what exactly who it was from or whatever. He didn't mention it during the whole meeting and put it back in his briefcase, you know, his backpack when he left. So I don't know, you know, again, we don't know anything about his investment style. We didn't go down there, you know, it was purely introduction of who they are and who we are and what we do and, you know, what they're looking for. So, you know, I don't know if that means anything or not.
Well, here's a couple of thoughts. If I had to guess on why they're being slow, if it's something other than they're just busy, is they're reluctant to tell their present advisor that they're fired. That's a hard call for some people. And in your manual, and I'll dig it out for you, is a way for a script for a client to have to use to let that other advisor know. I mean, that's really a hard thing to do. If you've had somebody, it's your dad's advisor or whatever, and they're just not doing a good job, it's a hard call to make. And I'll send you the page number.
Great.
Or the verbiage.
Okay. That's great.
Yeah. Hold on. All right. I got a little bit deeper story since you mentioned that. So the advisor that they use was a similar advisor that my other client used who transferred to us because their pension plan and all that was through this advisor at the time. This advisor also called me personally, this is maybe 2 years ago, nothing ever happened, I'll get there, asking me if I would work with his mother-in-law. And she never followed up and never called. Alan Cohen.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
She never followed through, but he made, and I touched base with her, but nothing ever happened. But, we didn't push it again. But, he wanted me to work with his mother-in-law because he knows what we do. Because we managed their portfolio, one of the portfolios, through their system because it was held away. They were the custodian at this other firm until we were able to finally change custodianships as things happen. But just, it's a small city. People know what you do. Just to add to the story.
Yeah.
Are you saying that the advisor called you and asked you to handle his mother-in-law?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. That's
a couple years. It was a couple years ago, but she never followed through or she got cold. I don't know what ever happened. Yeah.
Well, maybe. But let me give you one other thought process around this doctor. How old is this doctor we're talking about?
49.
Here, and I'm tying this, Scott, to what you said that the doc really liked the planning process. Some people don't have any plan. They just know that they're out earning their expenses. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
That's why this plan, and the way you might approach him, and again, Scott, you're there. You know what kind of bicycle he rides and all that stuff, so I'm not trying to, I'm just trying to give you a thought process, is a lot of people are fortunate enough to just out-earn their expenses. They don't do any planning. They know they're bringing in more than they're spending. And they never take the time to put together a plan that would help them get to their goals more quickly. I don't know if that would fit, but I've seen that.
It would, in a conversation, come out. Absolutely. Yeah.
But if the financial planning idea jumps off the page at him, he's probably in that category.
Right.
And the quicker, here's the other thing, and I don't know how you work it into a conversation. I know how to work it in a conversation. I just don't know how to work it in without trying making it seem that you're panicking someone. I don't know when it's going to happen, but this market is going to have a correction. I mean, I don't know if you saw the news. A lot of news about the anniversary of October of 87. What a horrible day. But people who don't have the right asset allocation, people who have confused brains with a bull market, they're gonna take a hit. If he's not doing any planning, he's probably not got the correct asset allocation, which is gonna, and people without the right asset allocation panic at the top, and they also panic at the bottom. So, again, this going back to the thought process of not wanting to be a pest, my word, I think quality conversation with this fellow around what we've been talking about. Does he have to open a relationship with you to do the financial planning?
He does not.
No.
It's really nice.
Can you do a one-off with just the planning?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure. We can't charge a fee for it, but, yes, we can do a plan for him.
You can't. Well, I'm just thinking of how to keep this process going. There's something you don't know. My sense is, and my guess
right.
is, my guess is there's a relationship there that they're afraid to hurt. And I'll send you that verbiage.
Okay.
Anything else?
I didn't mean to spend the whole time on it, but it certainly dovetailed on what we were talking about with the other.
Well, our agreement is, Patty, you got the organization part put together. What we're going to focus on is acquisition, and what we're talking about here is obviously acquisition. It's the top of the hour. You got a couple more minutes?
Yeah, we got five.
Okay. Does Donald Retirement offer any opportunities? I know that you all have been the primary, and it's been a smooth transition, but I'm thinking about, and I made a list. Is there an opportunity for assets away? Could some of these clients have assets away from you?
Not that we've uncovered. I mean, it's been, the last couple years we've worked with all of his clients, and so I don't think there's much left out there that we don't know, and we've talked to these people, so we've handled the relationship for at least the last couple of years and all these people, so I don't think there's much left out there on that side.
Okay. Just to give you a couple other bullets here. Is there an opportunity for deeper planning?
Yes, for sure.
Is there an opportunity for referrals as they complement you? Is there an opportunity to have a referral conversation, and I'm thinking specifically about BIPSA, as they compliment you for what you do for them?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, and one other thing, are there opportunities for referrals because some of these people are part of a niche?
I don't know about a niche, but we could get to their kids. Which he hasn't done.
Okay. Well, all I'm bringing up is just now that I know you've had the responsibility, but now that it's for sure all of yours, just making
right.
sure that there aren't things that that are slipping through the cracks. Let me have
right.
one,
no,
more thing. One more thing. Anything happened with the doc from Pittsburgh who wanted to move his relationship to you?
I've tried twice through an email, and he has not responded. Nothing.
Okay. You might want to use Patty wrote down. All right. I've got more, but it's longer than a couple of minutes. So is this a good stopping point?
Sure.
Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah,
okay.
Very good.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to send you a copy of that conversation around leaving their present advisor in case you might need it. And, the conversation with the doctor and his wife that we talked about, the bicycle riders, consider just doing a plan for them to keep the process going. You're going to find out where the assets are and what, if you do that and you find that they've got a high concentration of large cap value or whatever, and they need diversification, now you can show them specifically the importance of having a relationship with KOK.
Right. Sounds good.
All right.
Hey, thanks, Rob.
Have a good week.
Always enjoy it. See ya.
Me too. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.